Welcome to Anarchy Moment with the great one himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. That was going to be the best Anarchy Moment ever. I was about 3 minutes into it when I realized I didn't hit the record button, and I was essentially talking to myself. Trying to play that one back would have been really difficult. So I was going to talk about something, and I might still talk about it. But as I started recording Anarchy Moment, except without recording it because I didn't push the record button because I'm an idiot, I started talking about something completely different than the topic I wanted to talk about, which is leads into the topic in theory because it leads into everything. So here that is. God, I did a brilliant intro and everything, and you guys missed it because I didn't record it. Wait, everything I say is brilliant. Doesn't matter. I wonder what other people think about, because this morning, it's the morning, I'm still drinking my coffee, I gotta be at the theater soon, and as I go about my morning, as I took my shower, as I took a shit and brushed my teeth, I drank my coffee, as I failed to push the record button before I started talking, as I do all of these things, my brain is working. And what's been going through my brain is analysis of social, political, economic, philosophical questions. And for the last hour, I've just been mulling over to myself. In this particular case, I started off with gender relations and how women are trying to compete with men by acting the way men act and then not understanding why men aren't interested in them. You know, and the Miley Cyrus cutting her hair off and acting like a skank, and, you know, why do women do shit like that? Because they clearly don't do it for men, because I'm a man, and I don't think there's anything about that which is attractive. I don't look at Miley Cyrus with this shaved head and the skank behavior and go, ooh, I want to marry her, you know, right? So I'm thinking about all this stuff. I'm just mulling things over in my mind, which led to what, in theory, I was going to talk about in this edition of Anarchy Moment. But then thinking about that led me to the question of what is it that those of you out there, especially those of you who are statist, as you're going through the day, I'd be really curious, like, what do you think about? It's just you're brushing your teeth. What's going through your mind? Like, when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm thinking about, how do you apply the non-aggression principle? I'm thinking about, will Stefan Molyneux's concept of peaceful parenting really work? What are some potential downfalls to that? You know, I'm thinking about, will movements like the Free State Project actually be able to function? I'm thinking about, is Bitcoin really a viable alternate currency, or is it something that's going to collapse? You know, I'm thinking about these kinds of questions. Which is part of why I can reach conclusions that aren't based on watching television and believing everything that Obama says. And so I think it's like, I really don't like people who make this the brain is a computer analogy thing, because it's not, and there's just shit tons of reasons why I could explain why that's not true and why it's a bad analogy. I think I may have, in fact, already done that on an episode of Stating the Obvious. And if not, I'm sure I'll do it again in the future, because that's something I need to talk about, want to talk about. But if you have a computer and you're trying to solve a mathematical problem, okay, the more computing resources you throw at the problem, the sooner you're going to reach a conclusion. I would say the human mind is much the same way. The human experience and the process of human growth, right? The more time you spend thinking about something, the more of your brain power you throw at something, the sooner you're going to reach an intelligent decision, right? And so this is why I think that my theory is that most of you out there must spend absolutely no time thinking about this stuff. I mean, you cannot, for example, homosexual marriage. Homosexuals wanting the government to give them permission to get married, while at the same time trying to make the argument that the left makes, that, you know, you own your own body, that you should be able to do whatever you want to do. Provide, and then, of course, this is providing, of course, the government gives you permission. Okay, I mean, the conflicts in that entire concept are readily obvious to anybody who thinks about it for more than 30 seconds. If I own my own body, I should be able to have my body get married to another person's body, as long as we both agree, without any permission from any other entity, right? If we own our own bodies, we should be able to do that. But we need permission from the government to get married. So, the conclusion, which is obvious to anybody who has thought about this, I mean, that took me, what, 10 seconds? The government must own your body if you cannot get your body married to another body without the government's permission. The government owns your body. I mean, this is not advanced logic. This is the most simple shit in the world. And so the question for me becomes, how do the stupid people not see this shit? And part of the answer could just be that you're stupid. And part of the answer could be that you just don't think about it. Which leads me to the question that I started with is, what exactly, those of you out there who are statist, who believe everything you see on television, you know, who suck George Bush's cock, or suck Obama's cock, or suck Ron Paul's cock, whoever's cock you're sucking, I mean, what goes through your brain? Because I'm really curious about this, because my brain is constantly processing questions like this. When I'm working, when I'm running, whatever, I'm like thinking about philosophical, political, economic issues. I'm thinking about the application of the non-aggression principle. I'm thinking about who would build the roads if there were no government? This is why when those of you who are statists, you say that, you know, like you're a Rhodes scholar and like you've defeated every argument. Because do you really think that of the thousands and thousands of libertarian thinkers, you know, Murray Rothbard, what's his, Lysander Spooner, you know, Michael Dean, Nima Vedati, Stefan Molyneux, Ben Stone, do you really think that none of these people have ever thought about that before? And you obviously, you must think that, because otherwise you wouldn't say, but who would build the roads? As if this is some actual serious philosophical, you know, radical argument against the government not murdering people. I mean, clearly you haven't thought about this. So the question is, do you think other people haven't thought about this? Because we have, which brings me back. It's like, I want to know, you're brushing your teeth. What is going through your mind? Are you thinking about Miley Cyrus?